I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Allow the thoughts that are floating around in the undercurrent of your mind. They're there, but you don't know about them. These thoughts that are on the undercurrent of your mind, allow them to surface themselves.
Stay all day, don't talk.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned in to the best show there is, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date and time. And on top of all this, we give you a huge dose of personal initiative. This is the bonus personal initiative, but it's really a standard that you need to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. Welcome to today's show. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And today's topic is, what do you do when it seems like nothing is working? I'm talking about this because I hear from people when they get to the point that they feel like nothing is working. I feel like I've been putting in all this work. We'll just say in general, people talk about how much effort they've been putting in. So it's not like they haven't been trying. They talk about how they have followed what they have heard from people who are more experienced or more skilled, or people who seem to be experts in the field of doing whatever it is that they're doing. So it's not like they're just living in a vacuum in a cave and not getting outside information. They're getting the outside information. They're doing the work. They think they have followed everything perfectly as they should, but things still are not working the way that they want them to work. Have you ever found yourself in this situation in any area of your life? I know I definitely have. I definitely have found myself in positions where it seemed like things weren't working. I mean, after I graduated from college in 2004, I had a degree in business with focus in management and marketing. I had a job where I was working at a supermarket overnight, stocking the shelves. Y'all know that people even work in supermarkets overnight, stocking the shelves. Well, I didn't know, but I found out because I was working it. I remember my iPod, not my iPad, but my iPod died the first night. I didn't have enough battery power to even last 8 hours. The good thing is that there was no uniform and I didn't have to talk to anybody. The bad thing is, for the last 3 hours, I had absolutely nothing to do, to look at, to think about. Some good news, I guess a piece of good news from that is that this was before social media and before smartphones. So it's not like I was going super crazy without the phone, because there was nothing to do on the phone but actually text and talk back then. But anyway, I digress. That was the time when things weren't working. That was the time I'm like, all right, I got a college degree. I want to be this professional basketball player. I already had some pro basketball experience at this point. Came back home and I was doing something that, if you would have looked at me and said, okay, would you guess that this guy has a college degree? Would you guess that this guy is a professional basketball player, or he's going to be one, or this is going to be a guy who's going to give people advice on what to do when things are not working? What was this, 13 years later? Probably not. But I'm going to tell you what you can do. I'm going to tell you what you do when things seem to not be working for you, whether you are an athlete, if you are a student, if you are a freelancer, if you are a business professional, if you own your own business, if you don't even know what the hell you're doing. And that's one of the reasons why things aren't working. Here's what you do when it seems like whatever you've tried, whatever you thought of, whatever ideas you've come up with, whatever advice you have received, even if it was from the Work On Your Game podcast, here's what you do when things are not working. Here's the number one thing you must do. And this is something that, let me just tell you what it is first, then I'll explain it. You must grant yourself some time to think. Grant yourself some time to think. That means time where you're not getting more information, time where you are not asking someone for more advice, time when you are not further articulating how and why and where everything is not working for you, but just some time for you to think. The reason that I talk about granting yourself think time is because in the world that we're in now, unlike me back in 2005 with my iPod and no smartphone, because there were no such thing as smartphones back then. Unlike me back then, we are constantly connected to something and constantly connected to things that people are sharing, whether that's music that they made, a video that they produce, a podcast episode that they recorded, something that they wrote down on Twitter, a picture that they posted and captioned on Instagram. We are always connected. We can forever be connected to something that someone else is doing, saying, thinking, feeling, on top of whatever it is that we have going on with these devices that we all have that are attached to us at all times. I always have them on our physical persons. We don't give ourselves enough time to think. See, back then when my iPod died that first night at work, I had 3 hours to think. There was literally nothing else I could do. There was no one to talk to. I couldn't read a book or a magazine because I needed my hands to stock the shelves. There was no music playing. It was just me and my thoughts by myself. And even though I didn't do it on purpose, I got that 3 hours of think time. Now, these days with my smartphone, I would have got somebody, found out somebody had a charger. I probably would have been pre-prepared to deal with it. I could have pulled up a video and watched YouTube. I could have put it up on the shelf while I was working. I had some think time there that with the smartphone, I wouldn't have had that think time. But you know, with your smartphone, you had to be disciplined. This is a discipline point to give yourself think time. Think time means, let me define it, that there is no device, no internet. You're not connecting yourself through the internet. You're not talking to anybody. You're not reading anything. You are not watching anything. You are not looking at anything. And you are not physically doing anything. You will just sit yourself down. I don't care if it's in your car, if it's on the bus, if it's in a room, wherever you got to go. Sit somewhere and just give yourself some time to think. Allow the thoughts that are floating around in the undercurrent of your mind. They're there, but you don't know about them. These thoughts that are on the undercurrent of your mind, allow them to surface themselves. See, it may take some time for those thoughts to surface themselves. Have you ever had a conversation with a person who you might have known this person for a good amount of time? All right, a good amount of time you knew this person, but let's say 3 years, 10 years, 5 years, 6 months after you've met this person and you and this person spent a whole lot of time talking, one day, for whatever reason, you two just have a long conversation. And for whatever reason, this person starts talking about something that they never mentioned before that you find very interesting. And you're wondering to yourself, maybe during or after the conversation, damn, why didn't this person ever say anything about this before? This is so interesting. I wish I would have known. I wish they would have told me. It doesn't necessarily have to be a negative thing, just something that they knew, something that they've been thinking, something that they experienced that they never told you before. You're like, damn, why didn't they say this before? It's because sometimes you got to give your thoughts time to surface. Now, maybe they were just waiting for the right time to tell you. Maybe they felt like you didn't need to know until that moment. Maybe they never even thought about it until they got to that particular time and there was enough space and the timing was right and the atmosphere was right for them to say whatever it was that they said. But we've all had these situations before, right? You talk to someone and they just come out and you're like, man, wait, I've known you all this time and you never said anything about that. Have you had that experience before? I'm going to assume that you have, because if you haven't, then you wouldn't know what I'm talking about here. But when you grant yourself think time, the reason why I'm asking you about that situation is when you grant yourself think time, the same thing happens. Instead of it being another person coming with something that you never knew or you never thought of or it never occurred to you because you just didn't know about it, your own mind is going to give you something that you know, but you don't know that you know. You didn't remember that you knew. You know, that's why we had a word remind, right? Remind means it's already in our mind. We're just reminding ourselves that it's there. We know too much to be thinking about every single thing that we know at every given moment, right? We need to be able to compartmentalize and access the knowledge that we need for each particular situation as that piece of information is necessary and put it away when that piece of information is not necessary. When you grant yourself think time, what happens is some of those thoughts will start to surface themselves. And when you grant yourself think time on a consistent basis, this is important. What happens is your mind now trained, conditioned to know that it's going to get that think time. It will more readily allow those thoughts that are in the undercurrent of your mind, what we can call it subconscious mind, allow those thoughts to come to the surface because now it knows that at least you're going to give it some space and time to actually say its piece. But if you're not giving your mind space and time to say its piece on a consistent basis, all those thoughts that are in the undercurrent of your mind, they'll never come to you. It's not that you don't know it. It's just that it doesn't occur to you because you're not giving yourself space because you're reading captions on Instagram and you're listening to another podcast episode and you're watching another YouTube video and you're reading another email and you're going to another website and you're talking to these people and you're doing this, that, and the third. And the only time you're not doing something is when you're sleeping. But as soon as you wake up, what's the first thing you do? Grab that phone and check your email, your text, and your missed calls from the previous night. So when you give yourself that space and time mentally, your mind will deliver some things to you that you're like, damn, why didn't I think of that before? Well, here's why you didn't think of it, because you hadn't been granting yourself this think time. And while you're in this think time, if you need a couple questions that can help jog that undercurrent to start bringing some things to the surface, here's one you can ask yourself. What have I not tried yet? Because today's topic is what to do when nothing's working. What have I not tried yet? Nothing's working. I'm not getting the result that I want, but you know the result is possible, right? That's the only reason that you even want the result. And that's the reason why you're saying nothing's working, because you're actually trying things, right? So what have I not tried? Because you haven't tried everything. If you tried everything, then you would eventually get the result. You just haven't done that yet. So what have I not tried? This is the question. Here's something else you can ask. What small changes can I make to my current methods that might make the difference? See, it's not necessarily that. See, when nothing's working for you, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to take everything you've been doing and throw the whole thing out and start over clean. Maybe you do, but maybe you don't. You see, sometimes with a sports stadium, they'll tear down the entire stadium. In Philadelphia, where I'm from, there used to be the football team. The Eagles used to play at this place called Veterans Stadium. They tore down Veterans Stadium and then they built Lincoln Financial Field. They had to tear the whole thing down and make a brand new stadium for the football team that they play in now. Now, here in Miami where I live, there's a hotel. There's a Sheraton up near the Fort Lauderdale Airport. I drive by it often and I have been to that Sheraton a couple times. But I saw that they closed the place down. They put this big fence around the whole thing. So I thought, hey, maybe they're going to blow this thing up and demolish it. But they didn't blow it up and demolish it. They kept the foundation of the building intact. And what they did, I guess they just completely gutted the place out and they're remaking it. So they're remodeling this place, but they completely gutted it. So it's not like they're doing the remodeling while people still use it. Nobody goes there. It's still completely fenced off. They're doing a completely new construction job on it, but they did not tear the whole thing down. They just made some changes. And Jay-Z has a line in one of his songs. He says, there's nothing wrong with my aim, just got to change the target. See, it's not necessarily that everything has to be thrown out. You don't have to throw out the baby with the bathwater. Sometimes you just got to make some small changes to what's been going on. But you got to ask yourself these questions to let your mind work for you. Understand that your brain is a very powerful tool. It's the most powerful tool known to man, period. More powerful than the internet, more powerful than anything that you can buy with money, more powerful than any material possession. But you have to put it to work. You got to give it a job to do. If you don't give it a job to do by asking it good questions, then it can't do anything for you. And I got a book about asking yourself good questions. It's called Ask Yourself a Better Question, which you can get. You can purchase at dreallday.com/ASK. Ask yourself a better question. Point number two, today's topic is what to do when nothing seems to be working. Double your energy. If nothing's working, here's a question you can ask yourself. There's a better question you can ask yourself. What would happen if I just used twice the energy? What if I did twice what I've been doing right now? I've been shooting 50 jump shots a day. What would happen if I shot 100? I've been sending out 5 emails a day. What would happen if I sent 10? Doubling your energy. What if instead of this taking me an hour to get done, what if I could get it done in 30 minutes? What would have to happen for me to get this done in 30 minutes? If you made twice the effort, if you asked twice as many times for what it is you're going after, what might happen? This is a rhetorical question that I'm asking you, but it's not going to be a rhetorical question for you because you're actually going to put this into use and you will get the actual answer. Okay? It's not going to be a rhetorical question for you. It's going to be an actual question. I don't know what the difference of rhetorical would be, but this is just going to be a regular question for you. I'm going to double my energy. What's going to happen here? I'm going to do twice as much work today that I normally do. I'm going to make twice as many phone calls. I'm going to try to sell twice as many of my product than I normally sell. I'm going to show up to work earlier. I don't know if you can do twice as early, but you understand what I'm saying. If you were to double your energy, double your output, double your effort, what would happen? What might happen if you were to do that? Again, I'm asking you rhetorically, but you're not going to ask yourself rhetorically. You're actually going to go do something with this because, like you said, nothing's working, right? So how about you put some things into action? Point number three, today's topic is what to do when nothing seems to be working. You got to try the 48-hour positive thought experiment. This is an experiment that I have shared on this podcast before. It's probably a couple hundred episodes ago. So if you haven't heard of it, and even if you did, let me remind you of it. If you did not complete it, or if you have tried and failed this experiment, here's how it goes. For 48 consecutive hours, starting right now, yes, right now, no negative thoughts allowed. That's the 48-hour positive thought experiment. No negative thoughts allowed. So that means there can't be any negative words. There shall be no negative actions. There is no negativity allowed at all for 48 hours from you. Has nothing to do with what anybody else does. 48 hours from you, no negative energy. And you can give yourself a mantra to use during this time. Anytime a negative thought seems to possibly be trying to creep in to your conscious mind, which it may do because we all have some negative thoughts conditioned into us over time, especially if you have never thought of doing anything about your unconscious train of thought. You definitely have some negative thoughts conditioned into you, not necessarily because of your fault, but maybe due to your negligence. Actually, absolutely due to your negligence because you didn't know about it. You didn't do anything with it. You're still negligent. Not knowing is not an excuse. Some mantras you can use. Hey, whatever I try is working. Every time a negative thought's come into your mind, you say this to yourself: whatever I'm trying is going to work. Whatever I put my effort into, I'm going to get a result. That's something you can repeat to yourself every time you hear that negativity. Here's another one: I will make it happen. Here's another: I can make anything happen. How about we borrow one from DJ Khaled? All I do is win. I'll give you one more: life is rigged in my favor. You can use any of these. I'm going to say those again so that you can choose one or choose them all. Take all of them if you wish and use these. Anytime you're going through this 48-hour positive thought experiment, here are the things you say to yourself. Whatever I try is working. I will make it happen. I can make anything happen. All I do is win. Life is rigged in my favor. You can take one of those, two of them. You can take all of them. If you want more help in conditioning your mind, conditioning your conscious mind through conditioning your subconscious mind, I have covered how to do exactly that in painstaking detail in my book called The Mental Workbook, which you can get at dreallday.com/workbook. Again, that's The Mental Workbook, dreallday.com/workbook. This 48-hour positive thought experiment is not as easy as it sounds. If you're listening to this and saying that sounds good, if you have not yet completed it, I guarantee you will not succeed the first time you try. You will not succeed the first time you try to go through the 48-hour positive thought experiment. Only thinking of positive things. And let me tell you what happens, why you actually want to do this. Because it's one thing to just do something and say that you did it. But there's another thing when you know that there's some actual benefits to it. First of all, the negative energy that you have within you right now, any negative energy, even if it's below the surface, beneath the surface, and you're not even consciously aware that it's there, that is infecting your actions, is infecting your words, is infecting your life. It is infecting how you deal with other people. Can we agree that you can get around another person and you can feel their energy even if they're not communicating directly with you? Of course we can. We can feel. Have you ever been around a person, you just got bad vibes from that person? You ever been around somebody and they had such positive energy, you just wanted to be around them? They just had this magnetic type of energy to them and you didn't know what it was. You might not even known the person, but you could just feel their magnetic positive energy. You ever walked into a room or dealt with a person who you knew or did not know, and you could just feel the tension in the room, the tension between certain people, the bad energy coming from somebody? Have you ever been around someone you could tell that they were angry, even though they weren't saying that they were angry? Of course you have. We can feel energy coming off of other people. So if you have any negativity within you, that energy is infecting your actions in your life. Maybe not in such a negative way that it's destroying you, but in a way that it could possibly be keeping you from getting what is coming to you, what could be coming to you if you got the negativity out of the way. See, when you do this 48-hour positive thought experiment, you're going to have such positive energy radiating from you, some miraculous things are going to happen, or what you may deem to be miraculous, but they're not really miraculous at all. It's complete science. It's that, first of all, the negative things that other people could do, like let's say someone cutting you off in traffic, or a person just being a jerk, or someone being rude to you, or some customer service person not being willing to help you, miraculously, none of those things are going to happen. miraculously, the negative people who you had to deal with every single day, when you're doing your 48-hour positive thought experiment, all of a sudden, those people are going to be having a good day, too. Listen, you try it and you tell me if I get this wrong. They're going to be having a good day, too. The jerks are going to decide to be nice, ethical people with integrity for this 48-hour period of time. All the things that you've been worried and stressed and anxious about, for whatever reason, for this 48-hour period of time, they're not going to be bothering you at all. How is this possible, Dre? How is it, Dre, that you're calling this a science? I mean, do you have some data to back this up? I mean, do you have a paper that somebody wrote at some university to back this up? No, I don't have any of that. I do have a book, though. It's called The Mental Workbook. You can get it and see for yourself. The reason why this happens is because the way that you present yourself to the world, the way that you carry yourself out into the world, will be directly reflected in everything you see, do, feel, touch, taste, and interact with. That's the way it works, people. This is the way energy works. This is the way life works. This is the way karma works. And anyone who doesn't really understand what I'm saying here, maybe I'm talking a little bit over your head. Maybe you think this is a little bit woo-woo out there, what I'm saying. Okay, you have heard of karma, right? You agree with karma, that the energy you put out is the energy that you get back? Yes? Okay, well, there you go. This 48-hour positive thought experiment, first of all, I already told you everything that it's going to do, but the number one thing it's going to do related to today's topic is that all of a sudden you're going to get some great ideas on how you can make the thing that wasn't working start working. You're going to have some positive outlooks on everything that you're frustrated about right now or pissed off about, or you're like, is about maybe about time that I give up on this because it's obviously not going to happen for me in the time that I need it to happen. All of a sudden, you're going to have such positive expectation. You're going to be so optimistic about the situation. You won't even know why. It'll feel like one of those days where, you know, it's been raining every single day and it's been cold and dreary and cloudy. But then one day you just had this bright, sunny, perfect day. You're going to have 48 hours of this, or as long as you are willing to keep up this experiment. You don't have to stop at 48 hours. But this is what happens when you do this experiment. Now, I challenge you to actually do it so you can see for yourself. You can feel the effects for yourself instead of just listening to me talk about it, because I don't think you're going to believe me until you actually do it. But let's recap today's topic. What do you do when nothing seems to be working? Number one, grant yourself some think time. You got to give yourself some quiet time. No devices, no internet, no other people. Let yourself think and let those thoughts come to the surface. Here's some ways you can jog your thought process. What have I not tried? What small changes to my methods might work? Point number two, double your energy. If you made twice the effort, asked twice as many times, showed up a whole lot earlier, stayed a whole lot later, what might happen? You will find out. It's not going to be a rhetorical question for you because you're going to actually do it and find out. Number three, 48-hour positive thought experiment. No negative thoughts allowed at all. If you have a negative thought or you feel negative energy, I don't care where it came from or what you claim caused it, you got to start over and keep doing it until you complete 48 complete hours. And what will happen? A miraculous thing. Some mantras you can use. Whatever I try is working. I will make it happen. I can make anything happen. All I do is win. Life is rigged in my favor. You follow these steps. Whatever you're doing that seems to not be working, all of a sudden things will be working. And you can work on your game. DreAllDay.com. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life, with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.